USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars, where Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says gas prices would be lower if more focus was on domestic energy resources.
We don't build pipelines. We're not drilling. We're not loaning money to energy companies. We're putting additional regulations on fracking.
According to the most recent AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.84 a gallon. Last year, over the 4th of July, it was $3.12 a gallon. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
More of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. The Pentagon announcing a new $820 million aid package. So far, the Biden administration has sent just under $7 billion to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A court in Oklahoma is granting the Attorney General's request to set execution dates for 25 death row inmates. They lost their federal lawsuit challenging the state's lethal injection protocol and have exhausted their appeals. The executions will be carried out at least 4 weeks apart through the end of 2024. A new report sheds some light on how many Americans are overweight.
Americans getting ready to have a big July 4th barbecue this weekend may not want to hear about just how big we're getting. Around 4 in 10 adults or 70 million Americans are now classified as obese. Health is the biggest concern for large Americans, but studies also show weight plays a significant role in hiring and promotions in the workplace. Overweight Americans say they've watched as less capable, skinnier coworkers are moved up the hiring chain. There's little those workers can do to fight back because discriminating against an employee because they're overweight is still legal in most places nationwide. The weight loss industry continues to cash in on the weight gains as well. Last year, weight loss companies like Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem collectively did more than $58 billion in sales. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This weekend's NASCAR and Xfinity races are taking place in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.